The baby molester and I talked only twice. The first time, she knocked on my door and asked for 4 eggs. I remember being amused by the anachronism. What sort of person still asks her neighbor for eggs? Until I realized it had been years since I'd had a single egg in my refrigerator, much less 4. The second time she knocked, it was well past midnight on some blown-out Tuesday. I was clicking through Craigslist W4Ms, my head swimming in a desperate, almost haiku-like fog. Oh, my loneliness. It rolls through the foggy bay. Here it comes. Again. When I heard the knock, I hurried to the door, anticipating some new girl. The sort of beautiful girl who, when her hair is wet from the rain, looks more like a planet than a girl. But it was just the baby molester in a peach slip and one limpening sock. The light from an earth-friendly bulb cut through that electric hair, exposing a fragile, mottled quail egg of a skull. A look somewhere close to smugness hovered over her shiny face. She asked for a cigarette, and after an awkward pause, asked for 2. She had a guest, she explained. I gave her 5 and really considered asking her some questions, but did not. 2. It was Kathleen who came up with the name Baby Molester. This was 3 years ago, at a concert in Golden Gate Park. I had just moved to San Francisco from New York. Staring down at the mass of dank heads, I asked Kathleen, "Who knew an entire city could be filled with ugly white people?" She said, "Calm down. This is a bluegrass festival." On a dirt patch by the stage, this old hippie was stomping up a cloud of dust. 2 young girls danced at her feet, clapping like drunken seals. A woman, hopefully the mother, hovered nearby, forcing the sort of smile that is forced more in San Francisco than anywhere else in this country. Later, at a dustier, abandoned stage, we saw her again. This time, she was dancing with someone else's little boy. His red beret stayed on his head by some miracle of centrifugal force. His chubby, inscrutable face was contorted into the look of a young child who is contemplating whether to cry. The wide-open eyes, the twittering chin designed to stop even the most militant of spinster armies. Kathleen murmured, "There are so many reasons why a woman that age would feel the need to molest other people's babies." After a pause, she added, "And each one of them is heartbreaking." I murmured my agreement, said something devastating about the failure of the 60s, and spent the rest of the night feeling superior to the entire state of California. 2 weeks later, when I moved into my own apartment, the baby molester was sitting on the stoop. I called Kathleen and marveled at the smallness of the city. She said, "Yeah, it's a small city. But all cities are small, you know?" I tried to not hate her for saying something so stupid, but, you know.